Yeah, thank you, Father, for your spirit that you have so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that the truth of your word is taught with accuracy, with clarity, with precision. There is no confusion, no contradiction. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word of truth this morning. And we declare and decree at the end of today's meeting as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. So faith and folly, like we said, a lot of things might not seem foolish to people. Right? Yeah? But the best we can do is to use God's word to fine-tune our thoughts. We start looking at, you know, childish things and how people need to put away childish things. We also looked at how people need to grow. Is that correct? We also talked about how people should build capacity. Is that correct? Yeah, hope you have been intentional with these things. Did we speak about Chronos and Kairos? What is Chronos? Chronological. What is Kairos? Opportunity. Opportunity that comes, right? And a wise person will prepare with Chronos time very well so that when Kairos time comes, what happened? Smash it. I think that was a brother that said smash. Praise God forevermore. You know, we've also said there are different seasons of lives, right? There's a life season of life where you have a lot of money coming into you. Also a season of life where you might not have as much. The question you have for yourself is, are you preparing for the days ahead? You see, we've taught as well, don't use your 20 fingers to feed. Amen. Don't use your 10 fingers and for your toenails to feed, right? On Wednesday, did you learn something? We spoke about health. I've had lots of people reach out to me, even from outside of God's palace, on that health. Did you watch it? Right? Yeah. Lots of people reached out to me on that health, you know, matter. And hopefully, thankfully, it helped one or two people, right? Yeah. What's the thing about health? Focus on your health. Reduce your calories, right? Drop down your food. Right, don't jump on the staircase and be panting like they chase you. Right, I think we spent a lot of time on hygiene in the past. Also, there's somebody here who has to do with the name. We have something to do with the name OBI. Who's that person here? Is here OBI? What is OBI? Is OB right? Obina. Does he lift weight? Is a weightlifter. And his name is Obina. Let him be. What's your name? Okay. Welcome to church. Welcome to church. There's somebody around your family who. Your name is. Spell your name. V-I-V-I. Who has V-I in your family again? That's V-I. So I'm talking about that Obina. Is that the person that's married to the Obina? Oh, wow. Let him be very careful on weight falling on his leg. You let him know. Yeah? Let him be careful. I saw something not balancing and it fell on his leg. Then also, for you. Praise God. Are you married? Are you in a relationship? Okay. We can talk more about this later, but I can see I'm seeing a milestone coming up, approaching. Does it make sense to you? Makes sense to you. Don't talk about it though. But I'm seeing a milestone approaching. And I'm seeing God restructuring your life to feed you into that face. Because what's going to happen will be a combination of tools happening as once. Okay. I'll talk about that later. Is it making sense? You sure? Maybe you had wonder or edify me. So that I can bless you. But it's making sense to you, right? Let Obina be careful with it. But I'm seeing you planted such that you are influencing your family. Making sense? Yeah. You're planted in such a position where in the coming days, some things will happen that will require your input. You are not the oldest. Seems like Obina. And the wife, is she older than you? How many siblings do you have? Yeah, that was a number I saw. Who is the fourth? So you are the third, then the fourth. I'm seeing a lot. So who is the first? Is she the first one? Okay, but I'm seeing another thing with the first and the fourth. Praise God. Let's talk about it. But it's really, really heavy. You have strength for the days ahead. Let me just lay hands with you. You have strength for the days ahead. In the name of Jesus. I saw some tears wiped away. Right? I saw a first stage recently. Does that make sense to you? Of tears wiping away. Makes sense to you. There's a first stage that just ended. Makes sense to you. But there's another one. Yes. There's another one. You've made it a part of. You've almost put it in a WhatsApp group that feels like this is impossible. Such that you almost even forget. Let's say welcome to God's Palace. We love you right here. It seems like this is a local church. How will I give you word and ask you to go? Feels like I'm your pastor. Probably your mentor. I love you, dear sister. Well, what was I saying? I just got distracted by that, but that's really needed for that. Wow, 5 minutes gone. What was I saying? Stop. Health, hygiene. Look at that. You know, we said that God wants you to use your two legs. Is that correct? We said one, for instance, can be supernatural. One is natural. If you limp on one, you will only experience a part of life. But if you use both legs to walk, you walk comfortably, right? So that's how God wants, you know, like we looked at the life of Joseph. We saw how Joseph prepared himself and an opportunity came and what happened? He became the second in command over the empire. We looked at Moses as well, went to a very good school. Is that correct? Is it good to go to good schools? Yeah, we looked at Daniel. Daniel was wise. Is that correct? He had understanding. He understood science. Is that correct? Yeah. We said anything you put yourself in, anything you do, just ensure that you give your best to it. Give your best to everything you do. If it's your academics, if it's your work, give your best to it. That's my bias. I like, don't give now. Well, listen to another person that says you should not give. I'm okay with that. As long as you come for evangelism. So let me try. I want to give you some very key points. I'll just summarize a key point, some key points to you that will help you. Because the questions I've had people ask me consistently is, how do I balance a lot of things in my life? Someone asked that question in one question series. Remember that question? That was July ending. Someone asked that question as well, right? And I said, I'm going to touch it. Maybe today I'll just touch a little about it. How do you balance as much? You know, one of the things you need to learn how to do in life is to prioritize. Yeah, prioritize. Prioritize. But before we get there, let's just look at a few other things as well. We looked at David. David was somebody who was learning how to deal with animals in the forest. Is that correct? And what happened? You know, when they came to announce David, what happened? Prophet Samuel came to the house. Is that correct? And he was asking King David, Jesse, right, to do what? To bring his children. And when he brought all of them, what did he say? He said, the one I'm looking for is not here. So where was David? At the back of the bush. You know that it was how David dealt with animals that made him defeat Goliath. Some of us are aiming for the day we'll just stand in front of Goliath and just say, ooh! But now that you are in the place of what some people call obscurity, when nobody is seeing you, you are not building muscles. You know that David got so used to sling and stone, such that when the king wanted to give him his armor, he said, no, I'm just going to go with what I know or what I have. Some people have said that the 5 stones David picked was for Jesus. One is J-E-S-U-S. How many stones did he use to kill David? To kill Goliath, sorry. One. So what do you need? Give me a J-J. So all you need is in the name of J. You don't need to say in the name of Jesus, in the name of J. Because J is enough. Right? So he took stones and he defeated Goliath. A lot of times you are looking for those battles or those warfares and you've not prepared for them. Don't use your energy today to only dream about the future. Don't worry, give me some more time, I'll blow. You see, life is so funny. You might either blow or life will blow you. I hope you know. Yeah? Do you know that not everybody gets to where they want to be? But the truth remains that, let's assume you see yourself in a place 5-10 years from now. Let it be that even if you are not where you are, when 10 years times come, you are close to it. All together. Imagine there's a basketball court, a net there, and you pick a basketball court, right? And you're holding the ball. Let it be that when you throw the ball, even if it doesn't enter into the net, you are beside it. That's how you deal with your goals. Let it be that life doesn't just meet you doing nothing. You know that when you pick a basketball ball and basketball, a ball, and you throw it, you are building strength. You are building skill. Nobody starts at one end of the basketball field and throws a basketball into the other net without practice. They would have done thousands upon thousands of missed throws. Yeah? Do you remember a man called Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods did a shot that cost him, that gave him how much? This was almost 10 years ago. $1 million. The first golfer to get $1 million by a golf shot. And he shot the ball and it went straight into the hole. 1M. Some of us were built looking at 1A. Hey, God, if you can just give me 1M, I will change your church. And some of us know how to whine God. You know what they call whine? You just like to wash God. God, I just need 100,000 pounds. If I give 100 pounds to Pastor Joshua, we know that of a truth, God meets needs. Some of us, the money you are looking for is to pepper another person. Some of us, I have a friend like that. His drive in life is to prove to people, right, that what the enemy meant for evil. But that's done. That, right? You can't live a life as a people pleaser. Amen? You can't live a life. You see, a lot of things people do is to please men. You know what they call please? You know, you can do, you know, two people can do the same thing. And one is trying to please men, and one is trying to do it out of abundance. Yeah? Sometimes it's just trying to please people. You know, I found out that a lot of times when you see people having to spend a lot of money on their wedding, for instance, we've spoken about wedding a lot of time is just to please the crowd. To say, me too, I am there. And everything you are showing that you are there is loan. Altogether, right? You can't afford to live your life as a people pleaser. You can't. There are things you should not be using. There are things you should not be spending. There are money, it's not even money you should spend. So always learn to know that, you know, build for the days ahead. Say, I will be intentional for the days ahead. So build strength. Say, I'll build strength. So I'll build stamina. Hallelujah. Right? Yeah? So it's very important. You know, Paul gave an admonition to Timothy. We looked at health, Paul had given an instruction to Timothy about, you know, how he should take a little wine for his stomach ache. Is that correct? Yeah? Some people have taken that one now and become alcoholic. Eh? They say you should take a little wine for your stomach. Do you have stomach ache? See, even the Bible says we should take alcohol. It's good for us. You know, there's just some things that you don't need to argue and fight. And there's some things as well that you argue and fight. It's because you know the answer in your heart. That's why you think it's a conversation to be arguing. But when you're still a believer, they're still asking the question, is it a sin to? Christians like that question. Is it a sin? What, that's what one guy was asking me. What if I'm sleeping with a lady that's not my wife and trumpet should sound? Am I still saved? People have guts. You know, called guts. People have guts. Am I still saved? Pastor, you're teaching eternal salvation. What if the trumpet just sound? You know? So you find out that, you know, you cannot afford to live a life where you are trying to please people, because people you are trying to please, I hope you know, after 1 day, 2 days, everything has finished. It has finished. Yeah? Some people, the day they spend the most money in their life is doing their wedding. You are a people pleaser. Did you hear what I just said? You are a people pleaser. The day you spend the most money you've taken out from your pocket to spend is your wedding. Let me step down a little. Seems like you are a people pleaser. At least step down a little, Nabi. It seems like you are a people pleaser. Because the truth is, what you've not invested in something that will bring... People are planning on how to lock the future of their children. You know, I look at the life I lived and the lifestyle my parents lived and where they tried to put me to start my life. I'm thinking my children should be 10 times ahead of there. We are doing puff puff and rice. That will not even be sweet to different mouth tastes. People will tell you that this one is not. I'm not saying you should not rejoice. Rejoice. But you know, there are days, we're talking about this a lot. There are things you don't just do because you don't want people to say you've arrived. There are cars you don't buy because you want people to say, you know, a car is not an investment. Amen. A car is not an investment. So if you're among those who want people to know that your car is arrived, you like number plates. You know, it's in this part of the world where your plate number reveals a lot. I just leave it there. Yeah, your plate number can reveal a lot. Eventually, you will find out that to a very large extent, right, people are just doing things for the crowd. I want people to know that the God that does not sleep, and you now that they are oppressing. You now say, when God bless your neighbor, God is an enabler. You don't have to think that way. He blessing you, the God that did for him, we do my own. You don't have to. You might not have what he has. His life. But in everything, ensure that you have a grateful heart and you're thankful and you're building yourself for the days ahead. We also looked a little at our relationship. God is big on relationship. The person you marry determines how far you can go in life. What I'm not saying is that when you marry a woman, she pushes you forward. No. You know, people say those kind of things. When you marry a good woman, she pushes you forward. I'm also not saying that if you marry a good woman, she will not push you forward. I didn't say that. But I'm trying to say that the person you marry can determine where you will be 10 years from now on every ground, either positively or negatively, both male or female. I'm talking about when man marries woman. That's the male and female I mean. Before you say both male and female, you say anybody marry themselves. No, male, husband, man, woman, wife. That has a womb. Biological womb. Because that nowadays we have different things that are going on in our environment, right? So, but the truth is that you can marry a woman, and when you were fervent for the things of God, the person begins to draw you back. You can also marry a man. You were fervent, the person begins to what? Draw you back. Yeah? You can marry a man, you can marry a woman that the moment you just get married to them, because of how spendthrift they are, all your savings go. I remember a man was complaining the other day. He said, since I met this lady, right, that I had savings before I met this lady, right? And I've been dating this lady for almost 4 months. All my over £10,000 savings has gone. Is that faith of holy? And the person still married the person. He says, it's collabo. It's investment. Okay, invested in that. Okay, it's faith and folly. Anyhow you want to call it. How can you, as a single man, you've saved in an economy that it is difficult to save. You were able to get to £10,000 or a bit £20,000. And in 4 months of meeting your babe, you spent £20,000 on her. Because her birthday was then, you were doing 1 month anniversary. You did 1 week anniversary. You still did birthday celebration for the... She did Valentine. Maybe now met you during January to December, January to March. You did Valentine. You did your mother's birthday, everything. Oh, you're £20,000. Go. And you're bouncing. Why are you bouncing to? Yeah? You know, that's why sometimes before people get married, it's always good to have counseling. And it's not just for you to have counseling to fulfill the task of we've been counseled. Go to somebody who is factual that will tell you real life situation so you can know where you are getting into. It's very important. Because, you know, there is a wrong. That's kind of thing you just say in that kind of counseling meeting. If a man is complaining to you as a counselor, £20,000 gone now. And I said, but actually, she's God. Wait, you took you almost 5 years to gather £20,000. You spent it in 4 months on a lady you want to marry. You've not done wedding, no. Then you have to take, we have to borrow for that kind of, because anybody that can spend £20,000 from your pocket in 4 months, that wedding will be huge. It will be very big. You know, so there's there are some red signs we see, we convert it to green. This is clear red sign. You are dating a man, you are dating a woman. You maybe you just try to speak to your lady. I just say, if I woos you, hallelujah. Say, if I woos you, or you just carry body, you know this posture. I just did the marrying. Hey, I say no. It happens once in a while. It's seasonal. Ha. Hey, it's seasonal. More often than not, you would have seen some traits. I'm not discrediting the fact that there are some traits you will not see. Because think about it. When you are dating, that is where everybody puts their best foot forward. I was listening to a video recently. So the lady was talking about when she was growing up, right? That both the husband, the father, and the mother, they used to break bottle. To enjoy themselves, to just fight. And you know, sometimes when you hear some stories of the past of where people are coming from, you don't judge people and just say, this one is a write-off. That's not what to do. But be sure that those traumas have been tackled, though. A man who grew up in a house where the father is always beating the mother, that's the best of fatherhood he has seen. More often than not, he will try his best not to do it. But if there are not intentional steps, he will do it. Now, I don't say they are not good people. Don't hear what I did not say. Oh, the pastor is judging our past. I'm not judging your past. I'm just saying, when you are dating, the time to have, some of us, when we are dating, is what we use it to buy ice cream more than to talk. Every day, eating out, fine dining. Your life are not fine. You are doing fine dining. Nothing. You are looking at this disaster about to happen. Have conversations. How did you grow up? They matter. You know, statistics shows, more often than not, when you see people from broken homes, more often than not, it has a way of influencing the new homes. These are facts we don't like talking about. We understand we're in Christ. We are new creatures. But there are some things inside we need to deal with. Else we'll just what? Reproduce it. Are you following today? Please be very guided about that. Yeah. Also, like I said, know how to manage relationships. We said that as well. We looked at Nabal. We looked at Abigail and David. Is that correct? Yeah. Do we also look at how Joseph fell from appearance of evil? I don't think we looked at that carefully, but remember now, Joseph was with who? Potiphar's wife, right? And the Potiphar wanted to what? Have an interaction with him. And what happened? He ran. He fled. You know that kind of running is not... Have you watched the movie Joseph? Okay, yeah. He fled. He ran away. A lot of people have done movies, but there's one I watched in the early 2000s. I can never forget. I saw the man that acted as Potiphar in that movie yesterday, and I was telling my wife, I've seen this guy acted in that movie. I can never forget his face. But you can see that he ran. You know, some of us, the Bible asks us to flee from the appearance of evil. When we see appearance of evil, we jump there. And for the Lord is with me, even ye do I walk. How do you flee temptation? By what? Running. You know, a lot of times running is supernatural. How was Paul delivered? Through basket. Is that not supernatural? Sometimes running will save your future. Right? And one of the things you learn as well, you see, I learned it from my dad, right? Where you don't interact with opposite sex in a certain way. You know, for someone like me who has lived my life, not so long, but lived my life with a lot of ladies around me, right? One of the things I've learned in time is that a lot of kind gestures are misinterpreted. A lot. There's some things I would have done 15 years ago. I can't try it now again today. Right? Such that there's some things that, for instance, you can even be found alone in the house with a single person. But you know, if, for instance, one issue comes up and says, you forced yourself into my house and you did all manners of things, the question becomes, were you there? Were you not there? Think about what Joseph had to suffer by being there alone. I'm trying to say there was no CCTV, but he was there. See what he suffered. You know, so learn to draw lines. Learn to draw boundaries. Very important. Learn to draw boundaries. It will help you a great deal. Flee from every appearance of evil as taught in scriptures. Right? Now, let's try talking about how to build habits before we go today and call it a day. How do you build habits? You know, when you are trying to build habits, try to ensure they are small and they are consistent. Try building habits as small and consistent things that can change. Because small, consistent changes are the ones that lead to remarkable long-term results. Are we together? Don't try making a huge transformation overnight. Just like after I finish speaking on Wednesday night, for instance, I say, we need to lose weight. Your BMI is high. You now jump on the treadmill, you'll be running as if they're chasing you. You now do 2 hours on the treadmill. You say, you can't lose weight by 2 hours on a stretch on a treadmill if you don't continue it tomorrow and the next day. You see, those small habits, those small things, those small changes, they are the ones that cause a long-term lasting effect. Are we together? You know, if you want to learn how to use a camera, for instance, or learn how to play the piano, you know, you are better off playing the piano 10 minutes every day than someone who wants to play the piano 12 hours once a week. Did you hear what I just said? If you play this piano 10 minutes every day for the next 365 days, you will come out better than someone that spends 12 hours once a week or once a month. Why? Because the use of piano requires a lot of muscle memory and reminders. So if you play the piano today, for instance, and you're not reminding yourself of what you play today, tomorrow, till this time next week, you would have forgotten a lot. Right? So learn to build those small, small habits. You want to lose 20 kg. Don't give yourself a realistic goal at this time next week. Who are you talking with? Fat? The body fat? You know, body fat is easy to add. You will not just know. You just be growing, just be growing. You know, you don't feel different. If someone that has not seen you in a long time, say, you are growing fat, oh. See, do you understand? I understand some people say it's insulting to say talk about people's shape. I understand that. But you know, sometimes, when things like that are said, you to weigh yourself. It's true, Abby, it's not true. You get what I'm trying to say? It's true. I have members. And sometimes when I go back home, it makes me feel at home. I have some of you here who look at me and say, Pastor, this your stomach is big. I used to have a lot of them in Nigeria church, and I have quite a number of you here as well. Pastor, this your stomach is popping out. Let me not call names. Right? You see, I don't allow that to get to me. No. It cannot change me. It cannot change how I pastor you. Yeah? But it can change how I see myself and how I want to see myself. So what I do when I get back home, for instance, on some days, it still happened to me 4 weeks ago. Pastor, there's something off. It's part of the pastoring. Yeah, the person is listening to me and laughing with all of us. Don't look at anybody's eye, look at me. There's something off. Me, I went back home. The first thing I went to go and look, I went to my wife's room, look at her full mirror. True, there's something off. True, there's something off. That's one of the things that makes you grow in life. When people say things to you, don't always assume they are just insulting you for fun. Analyze it. Pick it. Is there truth here? And it's true. Yeah? The worst one is when you have been trying to lose weight. In your mind, you know your skin, say you have lost. Someone say, you're adding, you know? So we know that people should mind. Is it good to mind that you talk? Please, it's important, though. Other than me, should not be talking to anybody anyhow. Mind the things you say. Right? Mind how you say it. But the truth remains that some things have some atoms of truth in them. If somebody gives you a feedback at your workplace and says you are not social, obviously it's their lens of what they've experienced with you. It just might be you might need to top up a little. You know, what can change that? It might just be putting on your camera at work meetings. You know what I'm trying to say? Remember, this is my bias. Yeah? No, I'm trying to say, don't just throw it in the past. Yeah. Some people, somebody tells you, imagine someone tells me my stomach is coming out. I now go back home and I'm allowing depression to eat me. You know, there's something called depressive eating. You know, there's stress eating. There's depressive eating. If you allow that to get the best of your heart, you might add weight the next time the person sees you. You know, sometimes one of those statements is able to even help your health. Altogether, it is to help your health. Because as you grow, there are things you need to ensure you are deliberate about. You know, I gave an instructional project on Wednesday last week, right? To ensure that you are very, very important. So small habits will always compound over time. You have a trend, even if it's, maybe somebody just says, I lost 200 kg in this by walking 2 hours every day. You go and buy Canvas. I mean, you go and buy Nike. You start walking. You know, you don't need to start from where somebody ended. Do you know one of the problems we have in relationships in our world today? I'm talking about marriages. People are comparing the marriages of their parents, where their parents are now, to their marriage that is starting now. Did you hear what I just said? You're comparing where your parents are now to think that is bare minimum. And you are already almost 40. You're almost 40. Your parents have married for 40 plus years. You are looking at where they are after over 40 years of marriage to judge where your marriage, you are less than 4 months. That's where those unexpected expectations come in. And you start comparing yourselves with either. You know, my father will open the door for my. You don't know how many years it took your father to learn how to open the door for your mother. That unhealthy comparison is what destroys a lot of relationships. Right, so same thing as well. You know, say somebody say he lost 5 kg in 10 weeks. You know, you can decide to fast from now to Saturday and drink only water. You might not lose so much kg. You know, kg is something that when you add, you lose. You might look rapid. One time it pause. You know, now it just pause. I've been asking myself, why does somebody that used to work out, right, from 100 dropped to 80, and it takes them in 2 years they are still 80. there is the maximum your body will burn. But the question for you is, are you keeping fit? Don't keep fit because of how your stature is alone. There are a lot of parts of your body, inside your body, that your keeping fit helps. Are we together? Right? You know, having this thing is just a sign that you're not living healthy. You know what? I'm happy I'm talking about this series in the face where I have this thing. Are we together? Right? So nobody will say I'm looking at anybody's tomb. I'm looking at my own. Yeah? This is not a sign of healthy living. Where part of the world I come from, the more your stomach, the more you have money. The more you are close to your grave. You don't know. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. That's why I always tell you. You know, your weight can increase the way your heart pumps. Yeah? It's not the easiest. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. For those of us who have, you know, you've been going workout, it's very good. Don't just be eating, and flying. It will be easy. If you just leave kg for 2 weeks, you just see 15 kg added. But it can take you 2 years to lose 15 kg. Right? So I wake up every morning reminding myself, Joshua, you say you want to live long. Joshua, you say you want to see your children. What are you doing today to help you then? Blessed am I, for instance, if I can have a walk with my daughter's child. Is it not going to be a blessing to have a walk with her? And, you know, I'm in the garden and we're playing football together. Just imagine maybe when I'm in my 50s. And some of us too, is a mindset, you know, help me bring the remote. Remote is beside you. Bukola! Help me bring this remote. You know, there's a way you should be agile from now that will make you agile when you are older. Are you learning something today? Right? So start building small habits. So this week, even if it's 1 kg you want to lose, start from there. Even if it's 0.5, start from there. There's a progress. All together. Yeah? Buy weight scale in your house. And make sure you check, gauge your weight first before you buy weight scale. Not the one you drop it to say error. Right? Gauge yourself where they know. Buy the one that is elastic, that the number is not small, right? So that you can begin to monitor it as you are coming down. As you are coming down, right? Sometimes when it's time to do a galio in church, it reveals. Some of us don't want to do a galio because we know we'll be panting after. Eh? Glory! You know you can do a galio and get your bread together, and under 30 seconds, you are back. Not after a galio, 5 minutes after. Is important. You see, why am I trying to be this down to earth with this matter? I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm ministering to the saints, including myself, right? I want us to live for long. Amen? I want us to stay for long. I want us to... You see, we are better off for God on this side of heaven. Amen? We are better off. When we transition to glory, we don't head out the gospel again. Are we here? Speaking of that. So your small habits will compound over time. That's the same as money multiplies through compound interest. The same thing with habits as well. Yeah? I heard someone say something very profound. And this is what the person said. He says, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. Do you hear that? Yeah? You don't rise to the level of your goals. You usually would fall to the level of your systems. You can't say you want to lose 10 kg between now and tomorrow, all of a sudden, right? But you know, you might be consistent 1 year from now if you have a structured system. If you decide certain things you can do to make it easier for you to build habits. For instance, if you like reading book, don't be putting your book in a box, right? One of the things you can do with your book is always put it on your shelf, on your table. You want to be working out, don't put your canvas under the bed. Put it beside your door. You know what I'm going to say? The places where you see things like that and you take cue from it. You know what it means to take cue? You take initiative. Are we together? Right? I know some people, they can put it in front of their door and they'll still step on it to go for it. But one of the things you want to do is to ensure that you at least... It's just like... Who did I buy like that that was foldable? It was a piano. I had a piano in my house that was foldable. I think you saw it, right? That quite a foldable piano, right? And it can enter... is like a cutout of this, so you can enter any cabin in any plane, right? So I bought it and I kept it in the house, and I said I wanted to rehearse. But the thought of unboxing and packing back afterwards made me not to touch that thing more than 3 times since I bought it. What did I do? I went to buy a proper piano that will just be there. So I can be walking to my office and I see a piano. I have one button to press and I have a chair and I sit down and I rehearse. Are we together? Build that structure of letting things be shouting at you. You know, some of us have that treadmill. I know, obviously, for space, obviously, there's some treadmills that you can put under your chair, under your bed, all those work pads. Call it work pads. It's good, though. But let's assume you have to always fold it. The stress of you unfolding it can make you not to work out that day. Okay, you know. Okay. You better put it in a place where the button is just to click on and you jump on it and walk. Right? So all those things, let it be shouting at you, right? Things you want to do. Also, some cravings that you want to have, make it a little attractive. How, for instance, you can use your workout time and play music. You can use your workout time and listen to audiobooks. Is that correct? You can use your workout time to listen to messages. Right? You know, you can use two things and do two things at once. For instance, as a preacher, I have two types of study. Three types of study. I have study when I'm preparing for church. I have study from personal development. I call it active studying. I also have what I call passive studying. I do passive studying when I'm preaching, when I'm on the treadmill. Right? Make it easy. If you think the reason why you don't want to buy books to read, right, is because you don't want your house to be full of books. There's something called Kindle. Amazon Kindle. Buy it. I don't buy books again. Right, I just got a book now recently from one of the successful people in Nigeria, right? And I was not happy it came in a hard copy, but because I want the content of it, I had to buy it. But it's only a few books like that I will buy that way because I didn't see it on Amazon Kindle. But my Amazon Kindle, I can go with 1,000 books anywhere I am in the world. So make your cravings what? Attractive, right? Also make it very easy. Yeah, this week I will walk for 10 minutes. Start with 2,000 steps every day. Amen. 10,000 steps is not easy for someone that does not walk before. Yeah, even sometimes when the day I decide to walk, I will walk around the whole house. It's just 1,254, and I'm aiming to 10,000. Right. So build a structure around how it will be easy. You can say this week I'm going to walk out for 10 minutes every day. It can be a walk around your neighborhood. You can have brisk walking, sprints, short walkings. You can also have HIIT. High interval intensity training, right? You can also have you run, you put your, you know, get yourself just very, whilst I'm using exercise as an example, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about anything in life. Altogether, I just use keyboard as an example as well to get better at it, right? Then also learn to track your progress. Track your progress. I want to start losing weight, for instance. I'm using weight, like I said, an example. 10 kg between now and next year. Every week, try and get on the treadmill, on the weighing scale. So that you can be able to track, have I lost, have I increased? He always has a way of trying to make you see how you should put in more intensity or maintain where you are. Are we together? Track your progress. Yeah? It can be for data analysis. It can be for anything you want to learn. Track your progress. Are we together? So we've spoken about make it obvious. That means design your environment to support good habits. Yeah? It can be putting your book just on your table. It can be putting your book by your bedside. I understand that putting your book by your bedside, you can still, is about your will. But you know, sometimes you just pick it. Yeah? You just pick it. Yeah? So work on your surroundings. Also, things you know you don't want to eat, don't buy it. Yeah? Some of us, we say we want to buy dark chocolate for our visitors. You are the visitor. No, I just want to have this kind of biscuit in our house so that when visitors come, they have something to eat. Before you might go and buy chin-chin and granuts. So I just want my visitors to be entertained. Before your first visitor come, you finish everything. Go together. Right? In our house right now, yeah, the only thing we think we want to be offering visitor now is something very filling. So that we know that it's something that is healthy. Because why will I not want to eat something healthy I want to offer a visitor? Do you understand? You go and buy dark chocolate. You don't even buy dark. You buy triple dark chocolate. Yeah? And so visitors, you pour it for them. When you go up to somebody's house, right? Yeah? Also learn how to read the room. Amen? That they bring biscuit for you and Jesus doesn't mean the whole 1 liter is for you. Except you have a relationship with them. Amen? with them. They give you 1 liter. You finish. Ah, dear Jesus, it's so lovely. I have another one. Next time, when they want to give you his water, they will give you. You'll be asking, who did you offend? You offended them, right? Yeah. So track your habits. You know, reflect on them regularly. Look at verse Proverbs 13:11 as we close. Proverbs 13:11. Just read about 3 scriptures. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. Wealth gotten... Is that what I wanted to say? Yeah. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. We saw this earlier on. But he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Another translation says, whoever gathers little by little will increase it. Yeah? Luke 16:10. Matthew, Mark, Luke 16:10. It says, he that is faithful in that which is least is what? Faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust in much. Altogether, right? So learn the art and the habit, right, of doing things in small, small bits, small, small portions. Yeah? You know why a lot of people don't finish reading their Bible in a year, even though they start every beginning of the year? It's because they didn't put realistic targets. Yeah? Somebody said that. I remember there was a man preaching, a pastor that was preaching about how he reads the Bible from cover to cover once every month. Think about that. Once every month. It says it takes 56 hours to read the Bible. Okay? You want to challenge yourself. You've never read the Bible once. You know what it is to read the Bible once a month? The Bible. Not schemo. It's a lot, though. So if somebody said they do it in 1 month, one month, what do you do? Start with 1 year, right? You can even say, read 20 verses in the morning. Even if you can't do 1 year, start with 2 years. You see, stop living your life in comfort. Let people's achievements spoil you. But don't feel like you want to make a point. You want to be able to say, so that I mean, I read my Bible at least once every 6 months. Who is it for? You read the Bible once every 6 months, you don't even know what it says. Right? You know, so all those very basic things, right? You have your work. Let me tell you something. You know that in life, everybody has what keeps them busy. The only reason why you see two people not reflecting how busy their life are, maybe one is reflecting it, the other one is not reflecting it, is that one has been able to manage it well. It would be unfortunate for you as a person to assume that because one person is managing it well, they're not as busy as you are. Did you hear what I just said? Right? Yeah? We can have very busy calendars, right? And she has been able to manage it well. It's not shown on her face. Mine is shown on my face. It would be very wrong of me to assume that because hers is not showing, he's not as busy as I am. You know what I'm trying to say? More often than not, people that make it well in life are people that have learned how to have mastery over time. Learn how to have mastery over time. Learn is very important. There are conversations that you should finish in 10 minutes. Don't let it last for 1 hour. Learn it. One of the things I started learning how to do right now is how to defer conversations, not deflect. Oh, are you with me? Defer conversations. Someone reached out to me. I've been mentoring her for a while. She's in the U.S., right? And unfortunately, I told her that we need to speak at this time. She's been trying to reach out to me for like 3 weeks just to catch up and, you know, get some touch base sessions as well. And that day came, and I was like, an hour to go, I had a lot of other things that I felt like I needed to do, and I needed to rest. Because of the number of trips I've had, number of trips ahead of me and the likes, right? And I remember one hour to go, I said, I'm so sorry, we need to reschedule this. Me, 10 years ago, we forced myself to have that conversation. Eventually, when we have the conversation, it's probably going to be my gym time, when I'm going to be on the treadmill doing my walking and listening to the conversation. I can do 45 minutes on that call, and that ends the conversation, right? One of the things you must learn: don't allow people to use your time for you. Be intentional about your time. Yeah, there's some conversations you want to have with people. Yes, it's good to start from the beginning, but there are some. Please jump to the end. What is the middle? Let's connect the dots. What is the middle? Please. You know, there's someone that was talking to me again as well, a couple of weeks ago. That's like July, end of July. was saying, you know, it all began. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, say politely, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I understand you want to tell me where it all began, but I don't think we'll have that much time for it. Right? Yeah, when I do like this, you should edit, you take from it. Yeah, the person was in front of me. Right? Yeah? That way you realize that things that could have been said. So what will not get God talking? The person will now be telling me, that's how I wanted to start from the beginning. I said, I asked this question. Tell me the answer I need. They said, if not, people will use your time for you and you will not achieve anything with your time. So we started this topic today by saying, prioritize your time. Is that correct? Learn to prioritize your time. Prioritize your time. There's nobody. Even the richest men that are making billions of dollars in the world have only 24 hours to their time. We that were not making anything, we are saying 24 hours is too small. No, no, no. It means you are doing something wrong. Are you with me? It means we are doing something wrong. Altogether, it means we are doing something wrong. Learn that habit of trying to always divide your time. Like I always tell you, how do I get through so many things at once in life? I don't trust my brain. Amen? I don't trust my thoughts. The issue we have is we trust our brains a lot. What do I mean by I don't trust my brain? I don't feel like I can remember everything on my brain. So what I do is I have it on my calendar. So every night before I sleep, I look at my calendar for today and my calendar for the week. Sunday I do for the week. But every night I do it for the next day. Or tomorrow needs to speak this. So I have like three different calendars. I have one I share with my wife. We have, you know, details of how our day goes. Our private time schedule for what do you call routines. We have all those things in place. Time for prayer. We have time is in our calendar. It reminds us every now and then. But in my own calendar, I also have my personal life, personal things, personal upkeeps, personal conversations. The only people I've learned to instantly talk to, I'm still instantly talking to right now, all of you here. Well, do you know what I mean by instantly? Say if you message me and you tell me you want to talk to me in 5 minutes, the moment I see it, more often than not, I'll reply you immediately. If I don't reply, I've not seen it, more often than not, because like I said, I always keep my phone away. But other than people who I'm pastoring, I cannot be there for everybody. Amen? Don't be there for everybody. Yeah? And I know how to defer. Let me not tell you one of my secrets. Don't worry, you'll be all right. Yeah? I've given you plenty of secrets. Is that not correct? Use the one I've given you. It's my bias. Abi, use the one I've given you to make the best of your life. I hope you've been blessed.